Chapter 19, The Master's Senator Pawn. Slate looked in horror as he saw Lug collapse to the ground. Slate rushed to Lug's side, listening to Lug's heartbeat, which was weak but still present. Lug's breathing was raspy and strained. Swiftly, Slate scooped up Lug in his arms, positioning him with his face towards the sky to aid his struggling breaths. As Slate sprinted back towards Wiley's in desperate hopes that she might find a cure, his mind flooded with memories. The young boy killed, the caring couple who saved his life. His vision blurred with painful images of his wife, their shared dreams of having a child, and then back to unconscious Lug that Slate held in his arms. Slate stumbled but quickly regained footing as Lug's coughing grew more severe. Lug's breaths was shallow and infrequent. Slate rushed into Wainley's hut, triggering memories of what he was like with Aloran in his arms. Slate looked at Lug. The door slammed shut behind him, and the room filled with a disorientating, hazy smoke. Slate felt his strength fading. Before losing consciousness, he heard a whisper. "I'm sorry, Slate." Slate's eyes opened from the induced slumber, his vision torn from clouded to clear. Swiftly, Slate pulled himself upright, taking in the surrounding room. A cold breeze, bearing the harsh bite of night, meandered its way through a fractured window pane. Frantically, Slate looked around for his sword. To his horror, it was nowhere to be found. With a sudden burst of energy, Slate launched himself out of the bed and rushed out the door, only to see Wineleys standing over Lug, chanting, "Alphaca Tenora, Alphaca Tenora, Alphaca Tenora, hear my call." Catching sight of Slate charging towards Wineleys, a wicked smirk twisted in her lips. With an effortless flick of her finger, a chilling enchantment took hold, and Slate was frozen in his tracks. His heartbeat echoing hollow in his chest as he helplessly watched Wineleys at work. Once Wineleys finished chanting, she placed her hands on Lug and commanded, "Now take what is mine and set him free." The candles that lit the room abruptly blew out, replaced by terrifying sounds of Wineleys' screams and Lug's gasp for breath. Then an oppressive silence fell, broken only by the whisper of winds and rustling leaves beyond the room. A gust of wind soared through the room, brushing against Slate as the candles relit, revealing the unconscious witch sprawled on top of Lug. Struggling fiercely against his immobility, Slate finally shouted, "What did you do to Lug?" Slowly, Wineleys lifted herself, locking her gaze onto Slate before turning to Lug. "I saved him," she said. Slate hissed, "If you saved him, why can't I move?" Staring at Lug, Wineleys replied with a smirk, "I froze you because you would have intervened. I was in mid-chant. Lug wouldn't have survived if you interrupted." Slate shouted back, his voice raw, "Then why did you knock me out if that's what you intended to do?" Wineleys' laughter echoed through the room. "You saw right through me. Yes, you're correct. I initially planned to take Lug to return him to Velenus for my freedom. But I knew she'd enslave Lug and I'll remain her prisoner. So I saved him hoping you would help me." Slate retorted, "How can I trust you now?" Wineleys grinned, locking eyes with Slate as she replied, "You have no choice." Slate grunted, "Fine. Now will you release me?" Wineleys' eyes fluttered close. Slate regained his mobility. Slate hastened to Lug's side, Slate's hands trembling as he tenderly brushed the hair from Lug's face. Lug groaned, his eyes fluttering open as Lug surveyed the surroundings. "Why are we here? What happened?" Lug managed to croak out, his voice feeble. Slate exhaled a deep breath of relief and looked at Lug with a smile as he spoke softly. "Don't worry about it. You're safe now. Get some rest and then we'll travel back to Hoovenor and his family." Lug tried to sit up as he spoke.
"What do you mean? Stop. We meant to find out what happened to Lorne so we'd be safe."
Slate insisted, "Rest. Just rest." But Lug resisted.
"No! We need to go. I'm okay, I swear.
I'm okay. Luke slid off the bed with effort, his legs buckling under him, before he could stand fully upright. Please, Luke begged. We've come so far. Can't we find another way? Slade turned to Wireless, his voice heavy with curiosity. Is there an alternative route? Rhineley nodded, pressing the side of her hand to her forehead, and began chanting. A beam of luminous green light emanated from her hands as she lowered them to reveal a gem. Wireless deposited the gem into Slade's hand. With this, you and Luke will be safe. Slade glared at her as he spoke. Why didn't you give us this in the first place? Wiley sighed, rolling her eyes in exasperation. I hadn't expected you to be attacked. The forest creatures usually avoid humans. Slade grunted in response. There's one more thing you need, Wiley told him, disappearing into a different room, before returning with a vial. Wiley continued, this is a potion, which you will need, as Velmanis has many monsters, especially the Scanlists, looking around her home. You will have to use this potion, as it will draw all the creatures to you. You need to run and hide as soon as it is released. Slate nodded, reaching out for the potion. It slipped from his grasp, shattering against the floor, and releasing a potent scent of blood. What's in this? Slate inquired. Wiley's replied calmly. Human blood mixed with Scanless blood.
I know that smell, Luke interrupted, his voice shaking. It's the same smell from when the Scanless attacked my father and me in the forest.
Luke's eyes darted towards Slate.
Could it have been intentional, that it wasn't an accident that my home was attacked?
Slate returned his gaze, the weight of realization sinking in. Slate lowered his head, exhaling a deep breath. Yes, I think it was deliberate. Slate confessed. I've encountered the same scent in the cottage in the village centre. It seemed to be used to lead the Scanless to your village. Slate paused, collecting his thoughts before continuing. However, I still can't comprehend why your village was targeted. We will get our answers once we confront Velenis, and I fear whoever's pursuing us won't stop at anything until they get what they want. We need to find Velenis and end this. Slate turned to Luke. His expression changed to a sad one. Do you think you will be strong enough for our journey? If we go, you must obey every word I say. Luke nodded.
Yes, I will. I promise.
Slate turned to Wineleys. What's your pin? Will he be ready? Wineleys chuckled darkly. He'll be fit to travel after night's rest, but whether he can withstand the dangers ahead is something we'll have to wait and see. With that, Slate settled down on Luke's bed, confronting Luke with a gentle smile. For now, we rest. At first light, we leave. Luke's eyelids drooped, surrendering to sleep as Slate retrieved his sword from a nearby table. Seating himself on a stool, he glared at Wineleys, who merrily rolled her eyes, retreating to her room. As the morning dawned, Slate and Luke prepared to depart. Wiley's intercepted Slate. Wiley spoke. Velenis can only freeze you if she sees you for a few seconds. So listen to my warning. Make sure you are out of her sight and take this. Wiley's placed another bright orange gem in Slate's hands, and Slate looked at the gem. Wiley spoke. This gem is the only thing that will make her weak. It must be placed on her. Then you'll attack her. You only have a few seconds. So make sure you act fast. Slate glanced at the gem, then back at Wiley's, nodding. Together, Slate and Luke ventured into the shadowy forest until they spotted a large stone house barely visible. The soft glow of candlelight filtered through the branches. Slate crouched to meet Luke's gaze as he spoke. This is the most dangerous situation we faced. You must follow my instructions no matter what. Do you understand? Luke gave a solemn nod.
I will listen.
Slate gave a slight nod, surveying the forest before him. They stood amidst the thick expanse of trees that blanketed their surroundings, offering a muted serenity, disturbed only by the rustling of leaves. Slate straightened, his voice low but clear. I believe this is the perfect spot to release the potion. As soon as I do, we run. You stay close, using the trees as cover. Based on what I know about this potion, and that it didn't kill you or your father, it likely has a potent odour that the Scanlins is drawn to. So, we should be safe if we're not near the potion or directly inside of the creatures. With a sense of purpose, Slate uncapped the bottle and spilt its contents on the ground. Slate started running as he glanced back to see Luke following him as instructed. A loud, screeching noise filled the air, the heavy thuds or pods hitting the ground as the creatures raced towards them. Pale yellow eyes pierced through the dim forest, seeking their luring scent. Slate and Luke evaded the Scanlins, relying on their senses. Eventually, the creature's screeches faded, and Slate halted in front of a quaint stone house that resembled a miniature castle, marred by scorched marks and chipped bricks. Turning to Luke, Slate instructed, "Please stay here and hide in that tree until I return." Luke opened his mouth to protest, but Slate's stone glare silenced him. With a gulp, Luke nodded and climbed the tree as directed. Slate then turned to the house, inhaling deeply before venturing inside. As he pushed the door open, it creaked gently, revealing a chilly, empty house. It was built of stone, as cold as icicles in the winter. As Slate moved deeper inside, the candles flickered to life, casting long, eerie shadows that danced along the walls. Slate checked his pocket, confirming that the gem was there, and he drew his sword from his sheath, cautiously navigating the frosty corridors. Approaching a door with a light seeping through its cracks, he heard the shuffle of feet against the stone floor. Slate slowly opened the door and peeked inside.
Verniness.
The witch was there, her back to him. She was wearing a hooded cloak, adding herbs and earthy materials to her fire as she chanted. Slate scanned the room, large and shrouded in darkness except for a few areas illuminated by candles and surrounded by pillars. But when Slate stepped inside, a voice echoed, "So, you finally came. I was wondering when you and the boy would arrive."
Velna's back was still turned.
She had her hood up, her black hair cascading from under it. Remaining in the shadows, Slate attempted to close the distance stealthily. Slate shouted from behind the pillar, "Why are you after me? Why did you poison my friend? Why did you attack Curatan?"
"You are so simple-minded,"
Velna's cackled.
"You honestly believe you're the main target. The boy is the one I seek."
As Slate moved, the witch Velna sprung around, sending a flame in his direction. Slate invaded it and found cover behind another pillar. Slate called out, "Why are you after Luke?"
Velna retorted,
"Because my master desires him. Now, enough talk. Come out of the shadows and let's finish this." Velna raised her hands, ablaze with fire, her piercing green eyes and flowing black hair coming into view. Velinus followed flames in Slate's direction, but he deftly rolled to safety and began slowly advancing on her.
Velinus grew frustrated,
throwing the flames around the room and letting out a scream that gradually filled the room with light as she began to breathe heavily. Slate seized the opportunity to charge in the sword in brightness, but she dodged his sword and sent him flying with a gust of wind. As the room darkened, Slate retrieved his sword and began circling in the shadows, quietly closing in.
Suddenly, Velinus caught sight of Slate and sending him sprawling with a massive push of her powers.
As Slate fell, the gem tumbled from his pocket. He heard its clattering sound as it struck the ground, and then silence as it came to rest against something. When Slate tried to turn to locate the gem, he found himself paralysed, unable to move. Slate's heart started to race as he remained paralysed when he heard Luke's call. "Slate?" Velinus turned her gaze to Luke, cackling as she brushed past the frozen Slate. Velinus lifted Luke into the air, the atmosphere growing thick and heavy, just like it did when Luke was attacked earlier. As Luke was lifted into the air rushing into his mouth, as he gasped for breath, struggling and helpless, Loke found villainous Danny before him, a sinister grin on her face. But when Loke looked back down, he saw Slate limping, slowly advancing towards villainous. As soon as Slate got near, Loke mustered all his strength to pass the gem to Slate, who swiftly drove it into villainous' back. Villainous cried out in agony as Loke collapsed to the ground. Seizing the opportunity, Slate quickly grabbed his sword and plunged it into villainous' back, demanding, "Tell me who your master is." Villainous, coughing blood, attempted to laugh. She hissed, "You know him, Slate. You and the boy's parents both knew him." Then with a final echoing laugh, Villainous died. With her death, the room filled with light, and Wiley's voice echoed, "Thank you, I'm now finally free." The book Villainous had been using suddenly disappeared from the table. Slate scanned the room for any remnants of the two wishes before rushing over to Loke, who slowly rose. Loke smiled, asking, "What should we do now?" Slate sighed deeply, replying, "I don't know. I believe the threat is gone for now. I don't know what to do next. I think it's time for us to visit Hoovenor and the family to check on their well-being. We should find somewhere safe to stay until we learn more about Velenus' master, but for now, we need to rest." Loke nodded in agreement and they both left, heading towards Hoovenor and his family.